views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Program to bring you this important message.
AM, the internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Go Andrew News Talk Show.
It is Tuesday, April 29th, 2014. Number 77 since being in the YNTS studio. Currently airing on It's Your Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, audio graded, and we replay during the weekend, W4CY Radio, K4HD Radio, and soon 24/7 on iHeart Radio. www.yoandrewnts.com. Toll free number 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. Tweet me at Andrew Tree Geo. Email it yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. Don't be left behind. It's the end of the month. You're listening to me, Yo Andrew. You talk show. Welcome to the program of the Tuesday night. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for being with me. I know what a crazy week it has been for some of us, maybe for you also. But what a better way to relax and enjoy the end of the month with us, Yo Andrew. Phone screener Howard Forrest, he just moved into his new place. Congratulations. Mary Claire Siniskalki, my producer, Moon Summer, our voiceover personality. We spoke with her earlier today. My father spectating, Teddy Giordano, as always. And I'm your host, Yo Andrew. Welcome to the program. It is the end of the month, and you know what that means. Truly weird stories, box office numbers, main headlines, and open phone calls. Anything on your mind? It's so funny. Every time we do end of the month, and we do main headlines, we end up doing many headlines at the end of the month. Because apparently everything likes to begin 4 or 5 days before the month ends. It just doesn't make sense. Or, well, that's just the way it is. And we're going to get to all those headlines the next hour. And again, before we move on to the radio program and begin our Truly Weird Stories. Again, the Truly Weird Stories is chosen by me. And sometimes it's even chosen by our crew. And I know Howard, our phone screener, always has something fun to share. He'll be sharing one story this first segment, and he'll share another one the next segment. What have you been waiting for? We understand that nostalgia is always far away, but you always want to keep in your heart. That's why I want you to go and like a 90s child. With 599 likes in 7 days, we here on the program know that the project, A 90s Child, is doing what it was supposed to do. Be a success. Join the 90s movement, A 90s Child, my brand new podcast. Again, there is no name. Just a 90s child. June 8th, 2014, every Sunday on iTunes and YouTube. Join the movement. 599 likes in 7 days. We're on the road to 1,000, and we see many people liking our posts and even commenting, and we feel that this could be one of the greatest projects, and you can be a part of that. A 90s child. Facebook.com/A90s Child. Even if you're not a 90s child, still like it. You'll be able to maybe learn some things. And guess what? If you say to me, Andrew, how do you remember the 90s? How can you not remember the 90s? We're going to be speaking about a lot of great things on the podcast, including things you never even heard of. One little quick thing I want to mention that we're going to talk about on the podcast was my first bedroom. And I used to have a bump bed, and I never took the top because I was too scared of heights. I still am. And we had a blue silk carpet. And I actually before I got to the bed, my baby crib used to be onto the right side. We had this old TV. Again, back then, there was no flat screens, and you can get a TV for $150. No, it wasn't like that. We had the small TV, and we used to have to go to Channel 3. Sometimes they even went to Channel 13 to watch some Arthur at the time. And, of course, I played Super Nintendo until I was blue in the face. A 90s child. Facebook.com/a90s child. Join the podcast. Join the movement today. Truly weird stories. Here we go. End of the month, and you know what that means. Truly weird stories coming at you. It's stories that you wouldn't believe it's true. You wouldn't believe it's being reported on. It is, though. And we got the first story for you. And it is headlined, Grandpa calls 911 to report his lazy grandson. Man, 72 years old, the grandfather, reported that teen does not nothing but play on the computer. And this was reported today, actually. A Ohio man, he called 911 because he felt his grandson is too lazy. Doesn't do his household chores. He refuses to do them. And he spends his day on the computer. The grandson who got 911 called on, his name is Edward Friel. And he has custody of his 17-year-old grandson, the sheriff of the sheriff's house of Lorain County, whom he said was lazy and doesn't do anything around the house. Now, the teenager became incensed and punched a hole in a kitchen wall before leaving the home and walking into nearby woods. Mr. Friel stated Justin did not threaten him, but is tired of him being lazy. That's the grandfather. No charges were filed to connection with the damage to the wall or the boy's laziness. The grandfather advised that he would handle the discipline of his grandson. Why are we surprised? Believe me, if my grandpa saw me today, he probably would do the same thing. It's simple enough. When I turn 70 years old, and if I see my grandson doing stuff like this, I probably would do the same thing. If you can't hit the kid, if you can't verbally talk to the kid, well, you might as well do what any rightful citizen would do. Call 911. A little bit crazy because, well, your own grandpa actually said, you take him, you teach him what to do. I feel I shouldn't be able to do it. Now, the teenager punched a hole in the kitchen wall before leaving the home, and he walked into nearby woods. And that wasn't even the reason why he called the cops, the grandfather. He called the cops because, well, kid's lazy. And many children are lazy today. And I always tell my friends this. Back when I was a child, and you watched TV, children's television to be more specific, what would you see? Tons of children's shows, children getting up, children going to play, playing sports, obstacle courses, game shows, you name it. Today, in a world where obesity, that once was an epidemic here in the United States, now second by Mexico, according to CNN about a year ago, when do we actually see any type of action on TV? When do we see any type of programming that says, we want children to go out and play? We don't. And we see a commercial here and there. And we see a TV show where, all right, we're gonna try out for the team. That's just about 30 minutes, though. Never. Never do you see a television show directly focused on going out and playing and having fun. What was wrong with that idea? What was wrong with that? You are going to tell me that kids don't want to watch programming like this no more? Why not? They get to watch someone playing, someone having fun. It becomes a trend. They become early adopters. Goes up the mountain, and before you know it, we're all playing outside, and we're bringing back the block party. I don't understand why you can't bring that back to television. Does it cost too much money? Well, last time I heard, half the stuff shown on television costs money just because of the color and a little bit extra music now and then. Let's bring some more programming, promoting some exercise. Well, not even promoting, because the television shows are not created to promote a reason for you to go out and exercise. the television is about entertainment and about using your mind and such for young children while their minds are developing. So why don't we bring that back? Why don't we do that? Let's bring that programming back. I don't want to see posters of the government telling me to go out and play. I don't want to see commercials of teeth being pulled out because you're smoking too many cigarettes. You bring back children programming of just them having fun and going outside, and I promise you, maybe more children wouldn't be on the computer so lazy. Maybe they'll actually bring the computer outside at least. All right, let's go to the second truly weird story. And if you're just joining us, we are at the end of the month here on the program, and we do our traditional truly weird stories. Here's another truly weird story I have for you. A short one. Hogwarts. Do you remember Hogwarts? It's the wizardry school of Harry Potter. And you sat there and you loved the classes and you loved the potions and you just wanted to go and learn. And even though Harry Potter never really learned anything, he went to class 10 times, saved the world, and he somehow passed everything else. That's, again, my biased opinion of Harry. Apparently, a group of amazing Harry Potter super fans have created a series of free online Hogwarts classes allowing you, for the first time, to take the classes you always wanted. The website is a mix of a role-playing, a.k.a. Dungeons & Dragons, and MODC, Massive Open Online Course. Unfortunately, there is no sorting hat, inside joke, but you can pick your house. If you need help, you can check out our quiz to find out where you should be. Once you've been sorted, you join your dorm, but books at a virtual flourish and bots, and a starting rigorous curriculum of classes like charms, herbology, astronomy, history of magic consists of 9 lessons with a selection of assignments. So apparently, super fans came together and decided to launch an online course for Harry Potter. Truly weird enough, the fictional hit story has now become to life. And if you want to, you can go. And you are able to, you're able to go and learn these wizardry classes. And I just hope that when we start seeing low attendance at colleges and high schools, the teachers will know the reason why Harry Potter is entering their homes. Howard Forrest, my phone screener, he could be sharing us one truly weird story. But before we get to that truly weird story, Howard, I know you moved in to your new place. Hope everything is well over there.
Yeah, it's going good. It's going good. I just, you're lucky I got my internet and everything installed today. So, thankfully for that, or else I would not have probably been able to phone screen for you and provide you with a truly weird story.
I was saying that to myself because I saw a picture you posted on Facebook of an empty room. I'm like, there is nowhere he could connect to my program, and I didn't get a text, I didn't get an email, so I figured he will be on for the end of the month, and I'm glad you're here with us, of course.
Yeah, the picture that I posted was of my living room right now, which will be empty probably until next week, until I get my new furniture and my new, brand new, shiny 60-inch television.
And that's when I won't see you for Tuesday night anymore. Okay. But okay, truly weird stories. You got one for us. Please share with my audience. I don't want to know because your stories tend to be a little bit overboard.
Well, I was looking, I was looking today when you texted me to remind me because I totally forgot. So I was looking before. I found a couple, but there was this one that I just got my eye on that really caught my eye. It's from NBCNews.com. It's about a blue whale that is rotting away on a Canadian beach as the locals fear a blubber blast.
So you're saying that this whale might explode?
That's exactly what I'm saying. The locals are afraid that because there's a nasty smell coming from the whale, and there's a picture of the whale, and I will share this with you, and I'll make sure that you can share it on your Facebook page. The whale is massive. He's 81 feet long. I'm guessing it's a he. I'm not sure if it is a he or not. They don't have the weight on it, but if it's 81 feet long, it's got to be 2 or 3 tons.
Oh, I can imagine. 81 feet. The whale probably fell onto shore. They apparently can't move it. and this whale is now going to explode. I mean, I don't know if that could happen. See, I think we're looking at the Hollywood perspective, Howard, where when they see something too big and you hear that old saying, it's going to blow, and you start running away. So I guess maybe some Canadians are worried that it might just happen in real life, and that's what makes this just a truly weird story of you finding overweight whales on the shores of Canada.
Well, you know, it's a very short article which I just shared on your Facebook page, Joe Edge News Talk Show on Facebook. You know, there's a lot of things that they're afraid of. It's funny because of the headline. You know, the blue whale rots at Canadian beaches, locals fear blubber blast. It's a funny headline, but it's also, you know, they're scared. You know, they have houses that are right near there, right where the whale is up on the beach. You know, the whale is no longer in the water, so it probably is going to happen. I don't think it's going to explode. I don't think it can explode. I mean, I'm not a marine biologist by no sort. You know, I'm not George Costanza, but you know, unfortunately, the town does not have the money or the equipment to dispose of the creature, and you know, they're asking the Canadian government for help. So it's a developing story, and I think if it does explode, that will be my next most truly weird story.
That definitely will be. And I'm reading the article now. A resident that is on the shore, Doris Shepherd, the owner of a bed and breakfast in town, he quotes saying, "It's becoming a health hazard because it's filling with toxic gases." And to be a fun fact, this blue whale is actually one of several of the endangered species that were spotting floating off the coast in the last 2 weeks. I don't know how a whale could give out gases, but for it to be an endangered species, many pictures should be taken. When I come back, Howard probably has another story for us. Hope you didn't forget. And, of course, I got another truly weird story for you. Again, my grandpa's story came from thesmokinggun.com, and Hogwarts is now an online class, BuzzFeed.com. I'll post them both on Twitter and Facebook during the break. Don't be left behind. Close by your comments, 855-712-YNTS.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-YNTS. 9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away to pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
My name is Dr. Howard Dinowitz. I'm a practicing podiatrist for near 30 years in the borough of Brooklyn. If you come to our office, we're going to take care of a multitude of all the foot problems that can affect your feet. We take care of painful ingrown nails, painful heels, painful arthritic condition, diabetic conditions, running injuries, sports-related injuries, overuse injuries, skin problems, anything that affects the foot from geriatrics to pediatrics and everybody in between. We're going to educate you. We're going to give you the comfort zone in going forward and everything that you need. Our philosophy is to be non-invasive and non-surgical. Anything it takes to educate you, to address the problem and have you leaving knowing that everything was taken care of.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. You
second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price Tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Home Depot has Glidden Premium Paint starting at just $19.97 a gallon. So, let's roll with the paint and primer in one that's been top rated 4 years in a row. Then break out some stunning color without breaking the bank. Let's do this with Glidden Premium Paint starting at just $19.97 a gallon. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Rated by Independent Consumer Study, Continental U.S. only. See store for details.
When allergies put you at the corner of, and enough already, count on Walgreens. We have the solutions you need, right where you need them. Like Claritin for powerful 24-hour continuous allergy relief. It's the number one doctor-recommended non-drowsy allergy brand. And Walgreens gets you in and out quickly. Because when you feel bad, every second counts. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with cards, save $5 on Claritin 70-count pack. Use as directed.
Are you a musician who'd like to share your music with more than 4 million listeners? Join Chimendo.com, the world's largest platform for free and legal music. Upload your music online, choose a license to protect your rights, and allow people to freely enjoy your creations. Thanks to Chimendo, your songs will be available to professionals who need music for their business. We share 50% of revenue directly with you. Millions of listeners are waiting for your songs. Upload now on Chimendo.com.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo. When life brings you down,
this isn't the biggest bag over the head punch in the face I ever got.
Let Yo Andrew cheer you up. Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
We love playing this song, Dance Dance, Disco Lucy. And one thing they don't know about me is I was raised to listen and raised to dance to some 1970s disco. And 20, 30 years from now, even though we all say disco is somewhat dead, that's not entirely true. Because the way we share information and store information, I really can't see anything dying anymore. Just standing in a corner until eventually it becomes a trend again. If you're just joining us, it is the end of the month here on the program. It's kind of a time where we sit back, relax, and we decide to give you some fun things to speak about. Truly Rich Stories, of course, first. Then we go into box office numbers, main headlines, and open phone calls. Anything on your mind. We already spoke about a grandpa who called 911 because his grandson is becoming too lazy and not doing the chores. We then spoke about Hogwarts fans coming together to create a Hogwarts online class that you can take. Please do it after the program. Then our phone screener Howard jumped on and he spoke about a giant whale who might implode on the shore of Canada. And he's also giving out toxic orders asking Canadian government, for some help. Let's go into my truly weird story. We have another truly weird story here. And then I'll ask my friend Howard, our phone screener, to give us another one. And if you have any truly weird stories you'd like us to share, Twitter.com/AndrewTweetGeo, at AndrewTweetGeo, Facebook.com/YoAndrewNTS, email me, YoAndrew@YoAndrewNTS.com, or call 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. And we were informed today that our on-air number is not on our website or on our like page. So we got to put that on there. And we will for you guys. 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687. So let's look into this story. This story made me laugh right off the bat. First, I couldn't believe it. Then I realized it's actually true. This is being reported by CNBC. And it's in the big business section. And this is how it begins off. Indian firm Sahara has asked each of its employee to pay 100,000 in equivalent, well, 100,000 rupees in equivalent $1,600 to fund, in American money, to fund the 1.7 billion bail to get the boss out of jail. In a letter sent to workers this past Friday, this actually happened in the beginning of the month, around April 3rd, the company, which owns New York's Plaza Hotel and London's Grosvenor House Hotel, has asked staff to find 83.5 million bail money for Sir Rata Roy in return for shares in the company. Zahara did not respond to phone calls or emails. That's the company. And Subrata Roy is the CEO, who is someone in jail at the moment. The company did not respond to any phone calls or emails from CNBC. Roy was arrested on February 28th and has been behind bars in Delhi since March 4th after failing to turn up for a contempt hearing. The Zahara chief has been caught up in a long-running court battle in which two of the firms within the company have been accused of raising $3.9 billion through illegal bonds. Now, when the heck does any employee have $1,600, if you want to be more exact, $1,670? So if you're averaging at $1,500 in American money, each employee to bail out their boss, if I'm sitting there, I work for a company, if it's Fortune 500 or mom and pop stores, and you come up to me or you send me a letter or I get an email, a text message, a Facebook post, whatever that may be, and I see we are asking you to bail out your boss, would you bail him out? I wouldn't bail him out. No, probably if I don't bail out my boss, my job is on jeopardy, in jeopardy. Will I bail him out, though? No. Probably if I don't bail him out, the company goes down, and that could be on my conscience and on my resume. Should I bail him out? No. Do you know why I won't bail him out? Because I wasn't a part of that mess. I wasn't raising $3.9 billion through illegal bonds. I wasn't a part of this goon's activities. Not me. I go into work every day, if it's 9 to 5, if it's part-time, and I give the best I can. For me to try to bail out a boss who's been doing everything wrong, and he looks like he's a very wealthy man, so of course he had the money to do all this, believing no consequence would hit him. Well, it did. No reason to bail him out. No. You're going to be punished. We are then going to vote in, or the stock, the shareholders of the company are going to vote someone new in, and we will make sure that this will never happen again. See, last week on the program, when we were speaking about forgiveness, remember the high school students who asked out Miss America to prom? You got suspended. And I was giving that example of a young boy who we don't know if he did anything wrong or he's been doing many things wrong. So if he did many things wrong, okay, we got to teach him a lesson. This is a kid who really liked this girl, and he's a good kid, and even though he heard, rules cannot block love, and however long you want to say it, all right, leave him alone. In this situation, this CEO did a pretty big crime, and the crime is $3.9 billion through illegal bonds. He's been caught up doing this, and was two of the firms within the company. So two of the firms in this company have been accused of this. When you give this money, if you decide to, here's the money. That means you are giving trust to this CEO, and you are hoping that he will not do this again. But there's some things that even one thing that you've done wrong cannot be forgiven. No trust can be granted to you no more. I guess some people might go out and say, he isn't paying me enough. You don't pay me enough. $1,600. $1,600? Where am I going to get that from? I might as well just give him my MacBook. Costs the same price. Here you go. Here's my MacBook. I earned your trust. You know, you did this, I forgive you. here's my MacBook because you don't pay me enough, though. I would ask for a lot more than giving him trust. Give me a pay raise. If we're not unionized, let's do that. Let's get some protection under us. Maybe we can get some health care. Throw that in there. Well, that's a truly weird story, though. And I've never heard that in my life. A boss asking his employees, hey, please, you gotta get me out of jail. Yeah, that'll be the day. Yet there's always that one person who probably gave the money already. Sure, listen to the O-Angel News Talk Show before you did anything. Simple enough. Well, I'm going to tweet it to you if you want to read it for yourself. If you don't believe me, reported at CNBC. 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. Let's bring on my phone screener, Howard, again. He probably has another truly weird story. And one thing, Howard, every truly weird story you tell is always about an animal. 2 months ago, 3 months ago, it was about the giraffe becoming profile pics. And now this one, it's about a whale. It's always about clothing and animals. So let's see what this story's about.
Well, this one is kind of sort of like an animal. It's from mirror.co.uk. I guess that's a newspaper or a paper, a gossip paper out there in the United Kingdom. The headline reads, I'm in a meeting, M-E-A-T-I-N-G. Wacky gadget that makes your iPhone smell of bacon when the alarm goes off.
Wait a minute. Well, first of all, that's another thing. You always seem to find truly weird stories out of the country. I don't know, maybe you have a server in your new home that can give you access to other countries' information. Okay. All right, you know what? The United Kingdom sounds good today. Egypt next month. Okay, so you're trying to tell me that a employee has an iPhone app that allows you to smell bacon?
Well, what it is, not only do we love bacon over here in the United States, but in Great Britain, you know, the United Kingdom, they love bacon also. They got something from a U.S. meat firm. It's called the diffuser, you know, for their iPhones, which makes a sizzling sound and gives out a whiff of bacon when it's time to wake up.
So you add this device onto your iPhone. That's what
I just sent it to you on the Facebook page. You'll enter this talk show on Facebook.
So I understand.
You clip it onto the bottom, and apparently, you fill it up with a little bacon smell. You know, it's kind of like a perfume or a cologne, and one of the quotes was, at 6:30 a.m., I was awoken by a sizzling sound from the app and a sizable puff of bacon fragrance, which dominated the room and led my wife to ask me what the hell was going on. It's my bacon phone, the person said in a pre-coffee haze and hit the snooze button.
Now, that is some invention. You take this little device, you hook it up to the iPhone, and when you go into the app, it cues up this little device connected to your phone to give out a smell of bacon just to wake you up. It's amazing when you read these type of inventions, Howard. You always sit there and say to yourself, why didn't I think of that? Because this sounds like a new way of living, or at least waking up, at least.
Oh, definitely. This is definitely something, since I am a bacon lover, I can have bacon any time of the day, morning, noon, night, overnight, 1 a.m, 2 a.m, whatever it is. And this would definitely wake me up. I would never be late for work if I had this on my iPhone.
Now, I don't want to spoil your bacon, but I don't know if you've seen the news lately, but the price of bacon might be going up. Supposedly, 5 million pigs died. And bacon prices are supposed to rise. And it was a disease that spread around. It's called, I think it was a deadly porcine epidemic diarrhea that has been spreading around the U.S., killing of estimated 5 million pigs in just 10 months. The virus causes death to more than 80% of the piglets. And because of this, the prices in bacon have gone up yes, I have researched just to get some better information, but I've seen this on the news recently, so that's why I'm sharing it with you now, that you might love bacon, Howard, but they have a very hefty price for it. So what do you want to do? Do you want to
spend money? Bacon already is expensive as it is. You know, it's, you know, if you want the good brand and the good brands, which everybody knows, I'm not going to plug because, you know, they don't sponsor the show or anything. You know, you get those good brands, it's like $8 for a pound. It's pretty expensive.
Well, what do you want to do? Do you want to spend your money to bail out your boss, or do you want to spend money to keep bacon at a low price?
That's a good point. I think I might want to spend my money to keep bacon at a low price.
Well, I'm going to email your boss, and I'm going to tell him that. Thanks, Howard. When I come back, we're going to switch courses, box office numbers, the end of our month here on the Orange News Talk Show. And if you have any comments on bacon or trying to pay your boss, the evil grandpa, the whale and bloating, or taking courses at Hogwarts right from your computer, give us a call, 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. You can tweet us at Andrew Tree Geo, facebook.com/YoAndrewNTS.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. 9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time, and now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Yes, sir. Second, and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Home Depot has Glidden premium paint starting at just $19.97 a gallon. So, let's roll with the paint and primer in one that's been top rated for 4 years in a row. Then break out some stunning color without breaking the bank. Let's do this. With Glidden premium paint starting at just $19.97 a gallon. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Rated by Independent Consumer Study, Continental U.S. only. See store for details.
Walgreens has a question. Where do you go when you need milk fast? Like nothing for the cereal because my husband drank it all and now it's morning and the kids are going to freak fast. Walgreens also has an answer. It's us. We're just around the corner with grocery essentials like milk, snacks, and paper towels. So you can get in and out fast. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with card, Purex laundry products are buy one, get one of equal or lesser value free. And Nice Brand sparkling water is 3 for $2 with card and in-store coupon.
Are you a musician who'd like to share your music with more than 4 million listeners? Join Jamendo.com, the world's largest platform for free and legal music. Upload your music online, choose a license to protect your rights, and allow people to freely enjoy your creations. Thanks to Jamendo, your songs will be available to professionals who need music for their business. We share 50% of revenue directly with you. Millions of listeners are waiting for your songs. Upload now on Jamendo.com.
Taking a picture is easy, and we love to know where you are listening. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS. We are now accessing the YoAndrew Vault, April 16th, 2013.
And I also, yesterday, tweeted out this, and there's so many who have been saying this to my mother, and I want to say this tweet to you, to all of you who believes that I shouldn't run anymore, I should not run a race, I should not join a team, and I'm guessing you're talking about the whole running community. Well, I'm going to repeat this tweet that I posted, and it says this: some might never be able to run again. I, for one, ran for 8 years. I shall run another 8 for those. Hashtag pray for Boston. And that is the tweet. And you can go and you can retweet it on my Twitter page at AndrewTweetGeo. So for those who believe that no one should run anymore, then you're just a bunch of fools.
Many ask what it is. Many ask, where is a cure? Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
Inviting the Democrats.
We know that the nation that goes all in on innovation today will own the global economy tomorrow.
And the Republicans to the conversation.
You know, the president said, if we pass this law, health care costs will go down. Well, now we find out that health care costs are going up for most Americans.
You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Yo Andrew, enjoying the end of the month. Well, here in New York, it's just not getting any warmer. Even though it's weird, it's cold today, then it's going up to 80 on Thursday. I don't understand it no more. It's cold, hot. I just feel like we just skipped right over spring. We just said, winter, we're going to keep you a little bit longer. And the reason why I know it's not warm outside, because the studio is not warm. When it gets warm outside, it gets really hot in here, the same way it was in college. And then that's when you know you got to wear lighter clothes. That's what I love about radio. I don't have to wear suits. I don't have to wear ties. I don't have to go all fancy. There are times I used to wear sandals in the studio during college. I used to wear shorts, a white shirt, and sandals. Beautiful. They couldn't see me. Later in the years, at least. My voice of a personality girl, Moon, she told me today, we were talking about some stuff, and she said, you know what would be really awesome? If you brought a camera in the studio, and we were able to tape some shots of your program, and put it on yoandrewnts.com. And I told her, it's a great idea. And believe me, TV killed the radio star a long time ago, and now internet's killing both. It sounds like a great idea, and I thank her for the idea. I refuse to do anything visual, and I hope in 20 years when I do make it on top and I have a crew, probably the same crew I'm with now, no reason to change them, they're doing great things. Yeah, we all have this equipment, we'd love you to promote yourself. I would say no. Why should I? Because it takes away what radio is. Radio is audio, is sound, being shared to many people, and we're able to grab that audio. It could be from a player, nowadays, mobile phone or tablet. And how does that audio become transferred? It comes transferred through airwaves or now through internet pipes. That's what it is. Technically, it's streaming if you're doing internet, because streaming is content being shared without storing it. In other words, without downloading it. When it comes to videos, you gotta dress up nice, you gotta look all nice, and get all crazy. And then, the audience that's watching you, because remember, they're only watching you speak. They get distracted by what you're wearing, if you have something in the studio. It'd be great for advertisers. Maybe that's the only reason why. I would love small businesses and organizations that we work with, like Endo Warriors and Knockout Endo. That would be great. We can have signs up, and when we're drinking water, we can advertise the water we're drinking. Yeah, that's all great. But it's really going to lose touch on what we're actually doing. Believe me, it's a lot different. It's a lot different doing TV than radio. I hate when many radio stars do TV, because then, because TV tends to always be a much larger medium, TV called the radio star, you always hear on the radio show, tonight on the TV show, or this week on the TV show, if it's a one day a week. And it gets so annoying because, well, I'm a loyal radio listener. And some of us actually pay to be a subscriber for some services to listen, or we donate to stations so we can listen to them. And then you're telling me about something else. Well, I don't care about that. I care about the station I'm listening to. So let me watch it. Excuse me. Let me listen to it. Please. Right now, I'm speaking to you. There's nothing around me. There's nothing to look at. You know, I can turn away from the mic, and I can turn away back in. Maybe that's the only way you really can see me leaving the mic and come right back into the mic. Maybe that's the only way. What I'm doing right now, though, is when I'm speaking to you, I'm focusing on my voice, focusing on my speech. I'm focusing on sitting directly into the mic and speaking to you. If I'm on TV, I always have to make eye contact and make sure my hands aren't moving all over the place, even though they're not. If you really want to know, my father, you know, he's right across from me. He has headphones on. We got our radio clock here giving us the time. We're 5 minutes left. I didn't get to box all his numbers yet. Laptop on my right, screens all around me. That's really all the studio is. Why do I need to look? Enough. Box office numbers really quick. Oh, my God. We just lost track of time just because I got into one of my biased rants. You know, probably a lot of you loved it either way. And thank you for it. So there's a lot of box office movies over the weekend. I'm so lying to you. There actually was none. There wasn't many. But we are going to get into the movie that I've been seeing a lot. And that's The Other Woman. It's about the three young ladies who so it's the three young ladies. One of the young ladies find out the husband's cheating on her. Then she finds out who he's cheating on her with. She believes that's her enemy. They have a lot of things in common. They become best friends. A third woman comes in who she also was cheating on her. And guess what? They become they all become best friends. And Cameron Diaz, Cameron Diaz, Leslie Mann, who played Kate, she was the one that is married to the husband. Kate Upton, Amber, the really very attractive. She is a third woman who, he's with me also. And then Cameron Diaz, who plays Carly, Kate first finds out about Cameron Diaz, who plays Carly, cheating on with her husband. You know what? Three young ladies, they're all friends, and now they're all trying to go out and create some vengeance against the husband. And the movie did pretty well. It hit around, 40 million. 40 million the budget was to make this movie. 26 million over the weekend. And with international box office hitting 8 million, rounding it off to 9 million. Around 35 million to start off the weekend. And they probably hit 15, 20 more million dollars. So they did good. They actually made $20 million in profit. $36 million is actually a really nice. I mean, they just spent a lot of money because, well, you do have, you know, Cameron Diaz, she's in it. And then you got Kate Upton, she's in it also. So probably it did cost them more money than they expected. But it did really good in theaters. And I've seen the commercial a ton of times. That's The Other Woman. It was distributed by 20th Century Fox. Then you got other movies that's been in theaters already. Captain America, of course, hitting $225 million. But they've been around for 24 days already. So that's about, where are we going here? Three weekends. So they're on top. Rio 2. Now, by the way, Captain America is made by Walt Disney. And I talked to many people, and they told me Walt Disney is impressing them a lot when it comes to creating superhero movies and taking the plot from the comics where they first originated from and putting them onto the big screen. Rio 2, 20th Century Fox, $96 million. And that's a sequel of Rio. That did really well. Now, Transcendence, Warner Brothers, $18 million. Not the greatest. Divergent by Lionsgate, you already know how much it hit, right? $139 million. It's been out for a month and a half, and again, came from the book. Noah, we already spoke about a few weekends ago. That's where the Elite Theaters. Hopefully going to hit $100 million. Now, two movies that shocked me. Draft Day and Oculus. Draft Day is made by Lionsgate, who we just mentioned created Divergent. Draft Day hit $24 million. $24 million. That's it. It's about the three characters who come out, and of course it goes into depth of Draft Day football. It kind of reflects on the whole day of NFL draft. And the general manager, Sonny Weaver, has the opportunity to save football in Cleveland. And of course he chooses for number one pick, and of course it goes through the whole thing of was his pick gonna change everything. And Kevin Costner, Jennifer Gardner, Dennis Leary, big actors were in this movie. Only $24 million. That's it. They had Kevin Costner, Jennifer Gardner, Dennis Leary on the Super Bowl after the Super Bowl ended to promote the movie. $24 million. Now their budget, by the way, $25 million. They didn't make, and this movie's been on for 17 days. 17 days. It released on April 11th, and it still hasn't made any profit yet. I'm stunned. Absolutely stunned. Oculus is about these two characters look in the mirror and they see these crazy creatures come at them. Oh, great, another scary movie. I didn't think this was going to do well. Well, guess what Oculus hit? $25 million. I guess how long Oculus has been around. Oculus has been around for 17 days. Draft Day, 17 days. That's not good at all. I don't understand.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub.
Negative self-talk plays a major role in how we create fear and anxiety. You're probably familiar with that worried, insecure, or critical voice that rises from somewhere deep inside, often at the most inopportune moments. You don't seem to choose the limiting, anxiety-triggering, or self-sabotaging thoughts, nor do you seem to be in control of them. Over the years, I've found that rather than ignoring or suppressing these negative thoughts, what works best is to redirect the mind with at least three counterbalancing arguments that shed light on the opposite, positive points of view. For example, if your negative thought was something bad will happen, counterbalances could be, right now I'm okay. There have been many times I was worried and everything turned out well. I have the strength and abilities to handle anything that comes my way. Positive counterbalancing is training your mind to search for and find uplifting and empowering perspectives for any given situation.
California surfing the new blue wave with El Morya on April 25th through the 29th. Join David Christopher Lewis, co-author of Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, at the New Living Expo, San Mateo Event Center, Booth 331, and receive your personal aura clearing and chakra alignment the master calls the new blue wave. Hear David lecture Friday at 8 p.m. on shifting to solar self-awareness by Aquarian Love. Get a new blue wave clearance at Booth 331, the New Living Expo. Details at davidclewisevent.org. Saint Germain invites you to join him for 4 exciting days in the Art of Advanced Alchemy. Join his weekend intensive in Livingston, Montana, or on his worldwide broadcast May 1st through 4th. The master will share new alchemical formulas never before released. Experience Darshan with Saint Germain responding to questions on advanced alchemy, all to help you live with greater flow and ease in dealing with life. For details of Saint Germain's May 1st through 4th new advanced alchemical formulas, visit davidclewisclass.org.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at artiehoffman.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit artiehoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath. To signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is, sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836. 9836.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.